Good morning to you and all your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. The National Music Center is unveiling an updated version of the award-winning Speak Up exhibition. Before we talk about the new one, maybe you can talk about what Speak Up is.
Sure. Speak Up started in 2019, actually. And what it does, it celebrates and recognizes Indigenous artists, First Nation, Métis, Inuit artists who've used their music to push social change and also to let people know who Indigenous people are through the use of their platform and their actions in the music industry.
So the latest edition of Speak Up is open now at the National Music Center and Studio Bell. And on Saturday, in celebration of National Indigenous Peoples Day, you've got a big event planned. Let's get the details.
Sure. Well, there's five performers that are recognized within it. And a few of them have passed. They've gone on to the spirit world. But we have coming up, Beatrice Deer is going to be performing, and she is one of the artists that's recognized. Then we have a Blackfoot traditional singer. You might know him as a Norvin Eagle Speaker. And a couple of dancers, Dakota Eagle Speaker and Miracle Eagle Speaker.
So, oh, wow.
Fancy dancer, grass dancer, and then, of course, the exhibition itself, free to the public. Last year, hundreds of people showed up, and it was really great, particularly a lot of youth showed up. And we're expecting many more this year. And, Beatrice Deer, of course, she's known, like, she blends indie rock, which is kind of like modern folk sound with traditional folk singing. And she also is known for using her Nuktitut language, English and French. She's a really incredible performer. So she's going to be performing. And there's a couple of performances. There's one at 10:45 and then in the morning, and then there's one at 12:45. So that's great for your listeners to know about that can make it down on Saturday. 10:45, 12:45, it's free. You get to see the new exhibition, get to see incredible everything that goes on at the National Music Center, which is really a hub for Canadian music. And I think this is the place where we're recognizing the artists. And we're also celebrating the Dakakon dancers. They're from Whitehorse. I've had the opportunity to see them perform in Whitehorse and see how deep their community connection is. And also, I had a chance to introduce them at the 2015 Pan Am Games. Thousands of people, they came on stage, and what they do is they incorporate dance, storytelling, and their regalia to give such a positive representation. So they're being recognized, and they've performed all over the world, like New Zealand, Taiwan. So they're...
Oh, wow.
They're being recognized. Harry Rusk from Alberta. Now, he was born in the borderline of British Columbia and the Yukon. So he's a Dene artist, and he's the first Indigenous artist to step on the Grand Ole Opry stage. Oh, my God. He's released 10, I believe it's 10 albums, 10 recordings, and he's had hits on the charts. But he got to be friends with Hank Snow. He had tuberculosis when he was a kid. He met Hank Snow as a kid. Hank Snow encouraged him to play guitar. Skip ahead to like 1972. Hank Snow invited him to the Grand Ole Opry. Between 1972 to 1996, he played the Grand Ole Opry dozens of times. And he's a Dene artist, and he's had, I think it was 5 hits on the country charts, and he needs to be recognized. He's an incredible... I had a chance to meet him. He was living outside of Edmonton. He sadly passed this year, and in March 20th. So he's being celebrated. Ray St. Germain.
Ray St. Germain, yes.
He's got like over 600 shows on television. He 13 years on global TV, and you know, his recordings. He's recorded some Métis anthems. Mighty Proud of Métis, The Métis, What You Gonna Call Me Now. Like, he's got all these incredible songs and TV background. And so he's being celebrated. And Kelly Fraser is the fifth artist that's being, she's an Inuk artist. And she is she championed culture with all her heart. And she used, again, her language, Inuktitut language, and a lot of with a contemporary sound. And it's incredible. Like, it was I remember this as clear as yesterday. It was like 2013. She did a cover of Rihanna's Diamonds in her language.
Oh.
And it received like 1.3 million views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she released her first album in 2014 and it was called Isma, and then Sedna in 2017. She went to the Juno Awards. She got an award with the Inspire Awards for all her community work. And, she tragically left us on December 24th, 2019. Aww. So her legacy continues and it's being recognized as a young artist and not to people don't forget the positive contributions she brought forward. So that kind of just gives you an inkling why it's important to celebrate these artists.
So the exhibition is on now. How long does it run for?
It'll run till next September. Next year, June 21st. And then there's new artists that are,
okay.
Four to five new artists will be presented at that time.
Where would I find a full rundown online for the goings on Saturday?
You just head over to the website National Music Center NMC, and you'll see you'll find all the details there. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, David.
Indigenous music is beautiful music. It's part of the culture. It's part of the heartbeat and the stories within the music and the lives of people who make that music. We need to celebrate that because there's so much pushback in mainstream industry but these artists have pushed their way through and have opened the doors for those to come and those yet to come.
Have they ever.
Thank you so much.
I couldn't agree more. David, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Jim McGuetch.